All right, as previously stated, we are so happy to have Sister Cindy Taff. I thought about her and her husband, John and Cindy Taff. They both have a heart of gold. They are wonderful, wonderful people. And we know that Sister Cindy, she has a burden for lost souls, a burden for evangelism. And just earlier today, when I thought of Sister Cindy, I thought about her being a faith builder. She knows how to build faith in people. She knows how to encourage people when she shares her testimony. And also, I want to state the fact that Sister Cindy is a prayer warrior. I think most of us have already heard about her and her famous prayer closet. We may hear about some of that tonight. So once again, a pleasure to have Sister Cindy Taff on the call tonight. Sister Cindy, I'm going to hand it over to you now.
Okay. Good evening, church. It's a privilege to talk to you guys. I'm a little bit nervous. It's a little bit different doing it at night than doing it in the morning. I want to say a praise report. I wasn't even thinking about this until Brother Vic was talking. God is giving me every day my voice stronger and stronger. But how it came about is very, very interesting. The first thing I want to say, I love Pastor and Sister Clark. I can't imagine not having him as my shepherd. When I first got in church, if he hadn't told us to pray, I remember thinking these people pray nonstop, like literally nonstop. And I remember walking into my closet and sitting down and telling God, how am I supposed to worship you the rest of my life in heaven when I can't sit here for 5 minutes? How is that even possible? And now looking back and seeing 9 years later what God can do, I want to tell everybody. So first I'm going to start with the scripture. I want to go to Luke 18:17. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. As I'm reading this scripture, because honestly I was looking up scriptures about faith, and I came across this scripture and it's concerning interest in the kingdom. You know, we think, oh, you know, I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to, you know, this is going to happen and that's going to happen if I do this or that. But we've got to be like a little child. So I went deeper into it. Verily I say unto you, Christ takes an occasion to teach his disciples humility and to guard them against pride and vanity. Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God, our King, the Messiah, the doctrines of the gospel, the ordinances of it, even the whole gospel dispensation from the front to the back, as a little child, without prejudice, without pride, without ambition and vanity, and with meekness and humility, shall in no wise enter therein, no matter who that person is, no matter how much they've been used by God, if they don't come as a little child. This is God's word. This is his voice. There's no getting around it. And when you start, the reason why I wanted to talk about faith is because if we don't look at God as a child would look at God, you can't think about faith, something that you can't even see, but he's there. So within the last few weeks, I'm going to tell you some testimonies. I'm going to try to get through this without even crying. I was in prayer one morning. We were doing the prayer, or here a while back, a thought came to me, testify of me. I remember waking up that morning and I thought, testify of you. When we testify of God, I can talk to you all day long. But if God don't show up, I'm just talking. I'm just sharing testimonies. I'm just telling you stories. I had somebody tell me not too long ago, Cindy, you can't make this stuff up. But when people feel the presence of God, it trumps everything. Like without a doubt, they know
you've got something they need, something they do not have. So as he's saying, testify of him, well, I'm going to give you a little testimony. So pastor was sick, and we all got put on a prayer wheel. And my prayer time normally was 5 a.m. And the crazy part is that because I had been sick with COVID, I wasn't sure, because I felt so weak still, I could get up at that 5 a.m. mark. So I put it down for 6. Well, this one day, I just slept right through it, which is very rare for me to do. And I got up, and normally I would beat myself up to no end. I walked into the kitchen. I got me a cup of coffee, and I started drinking it. And this thought came to me, you're awake. And I slammed my cup down on the counter, and I said, you know what, God? I'm awake. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I said, I am going to give you my first fruit. I'm not going to, like, ooh, I've got energy. You guys don't have any idea what I could get done during in the morning time with the energy that I have. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to go take the dog for a walk. I'm not going to do anything, but you and I are going to have a talk. And I already had a prayer life. Now, I'm going to go back for a second. When I would go pray, most of the time I pray in tongues, there's more God can do through me, through the Holy Ghost, than me sitting there just talking to him forever and ever. We have those talks. But mostly I pray in tongues. And I'm in my closet, and that 30-minute mark, that 40-minute mark would come about, and I would think, okay, I've done this long enough. I'm done. I'm being real transparent with you right now. When I walked in the closet that day, and I sacrificed. I'm going to give you my first fruit. I sat down, kneeled down at my chair, my altar, and I started talking to him. And I remember there was such a depth. And this was probably, well, this is when Pastor was sick. And I was like, you know what? I'm like, wow, there's a deepness here. And the only way that I can say it, every day it is heightened. As if, like, you took, I always used to tell people, I'm having a bad day. You see me come in, because everybody knows I pray for everything with oil. I said, you see me come in and it looks like I'm a drowned rat. I mean, I just threw a bottle of oil over my head. But it's so heightened. And I know it's because I made that shift. I'm all about, like, if you're doing something and you're praying a certain way and it's not working, then do something else. Figure out where God wants you, what channel God needs you on, what situation, like, where he needs you to be. You could be over here, but he wants you over here. And it just heightened and heightened and heightened. And I was like, wow. And there's a deepness. Like, I'm praying, and all of a sudden I'm like, where am I? I forget I'm in my closet. I don't get up until he's completely done. But this, I think it was the second or the third day, Tilly's husband was sick the night before. And I didn't realize that was Tilly's husband when they requested prayer. And I asked somebody, I said, who's Michael? And they said, Tilly's husband. I said, oh, I think I know who that is. So, of course, you know, I prayed for him. But do you ever wonder who you're praying for? Do you ever wonder if you're praying in the Holy Ghost what you're praying about? And I'm sitting there, and I'm praying, and I had my, and it was just deep. And all of a sudden, standing in front of me in 3D vision is Tilly's husband. I could tell you the hair on his head, his whole entire body, just standing there. I'm like, what am I seeing? Then he moves out. Here's brother and sister Jackson. And one by one, different ones in the body were right there in front of me. And I was like, oh, oh my goodness, you're showing me who I'm praying for. And the reason that I'm telling you this is this is where it starts, where you get that childlike faith. It starts from you spending time with God, but not in a hurry. Like you sit down, like if you want a relationship with a person and you didn't talk to them or you didn't spend any time, how really tight would you be with that person? You've got to spend time with them to know him, to really, really know him. Like a child, you're given a treasure chest. You're a daughter or you're a son of the king. So you can skim off the top. I wonder if people will make it off by skimming off the top. Or you could even go down to the middle. But the whole treasure chest is yours. And you can dig all the way down to the very bottom of it. And you know what? When you do, he takes you to places you soar heights you never even thought you'd soar. And I'm going to give you another testimony. I don't know how many of you read Verbal Being's Book of Prayer. There's a part in there about the cockpit. And there were two preachers who went into this cockpit to look at it. And one looked around, went back and sat down. The other one stayed up there. And God said, not many want to come to the cockpit, but when you do, you see what's ahead, you see what's on the side, and you see what's on behind you. And before I even saw the people standing in front of me, I had a dream. And this is my third dream of planes. And in this plane, we're getting ready, and we're getting ready to get on this plane. I'm asking somebody, how much time do we have? We have 30 minutes. So I'm tying my shoes, I'm putting on my sandals, and I'm going to get on this plane. And there's a bunch of people with me. So I get on the plane, and I'm like, okay, I made it to the plane. I whip my head around. There's nobody behind me. This plane got very, very short. The only people that are on the plane are me, the pilot, and another person. I don't even know who the other person was. And I knew I was in the cockpit. And I'm flying, and I see a mountain in front of me. And I'm thinking, we're going to hit that mountain. And that mountain's in 3D, like right in front of my face. And all of a sudden, it reminded me, in the dream, when I was in Alaska, and I had been in a helicopter, and a wind came, and how we had to dive down, and then we had to come back up. And we just started lifting. And then all of a sudden, my alarm went off. And then I had loaned my book to somebody else about a couple months ago, A Verbal Being Prayer. And they called me one day and said, hey, I have to tell you something. And I said, what? They said, God told me to remind you of something. I said, what? And I hear him flipping the pages back. This story right here, the one about the cockpit. Well, I'm telling you, I knew when I saw Michael standing in front of me, it was in 3D. When I'm telling you that you can soar heights you can't even describe it. And here's the thing is, I'm not telling you this to look at me and say, oh, that's just her. No, 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 no. No, what I have is from God's grace. Nothing else. I didn't earn it. I didn't do anything. He chose me, and it's his grace. Nothing I do. But you know what it's for? It's to edify. It's to strengthen the body. And it's to show people what they can have if they want it. God told me, I can go as high as I want. I'm telling you, you can go as high as you want. It is up to you. Nobody else. It's up to you. But when you do, you are given things that will blow your mind. I am getting ready to start my 19th journal. but as if I have went on a treasure hunt every single day and picked up treasure. And I have prayed more in the last, since everybody got sick, than I've probably prayed in a long, long time. But because of it, do you hear my voice? God's grace, God's glory. I shouldn't have a voice right now.
Thank you,
as
Jesus.
As much as I travail, as much as I pray, I shouldn't have a voice. But you know what he's doing? It's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And I realized something a couple weeks ago. I was walking through the house and I said, you know what? Your spirit's everywhere. I said, I can walk down the street and I can lift my hand up and grab your hand. I told my granddaughters today in my house, I said, all you have to do, you're ever scared, is say Jesus. I said, right now, he's everywhere. You can lift up your hands and grab him. And both of them lift up their hands. And Michaela goes, like this, Mimi, I'm holding his hand. That's the faith we've got to have. If you put doubt in there, it washes the faith. You've got to believe. Where does that come from? It comes from sitting with him, knowing him. What you put in your mind, God has told me, pray over your mind to guard it. Clean out the rooms in your mind. Take out everything that's not of him. But the thing is, you can have it all. It's up to you. I don't look at somebody and say, oh, I can't have that. They have that, but I don't. You know what I do? I hear it and I say, God, I want that too. And you know what he does? He gives it to me. I'll give you one more testimony. I was studying for a Sunday school lesson. It's one of the ways he really got me to dig in. And I was studying for the kids, and I'm reading about, oh my gosh, I'm reading about David and the, I'm trying to think who they are. I just went blank. The Philistines. And they were telling them, the men that were with David, but David said, you know, like, look at all of them. Like, we're outnumbered. What are we going to do? Now, he could have said, you know what? Let's just go in there and fight him. God's already won all our battles. Let's just go in there and fight him. But you know what he did? He said, I got to go pray. David was a man after God's own heart. You know what I want to be? A woman after God's own heart. But he went in there and he talked to God. God said, go stand underneath the mulberry tree and wait till you hear the sound, the ruffling of the wind above you.
Yes, yes, yes.
So something in my spirit said, go look and see what that sound was. So I went in there and I'm looking it up. And I'm realizing it was God going before him. And I was like, I want to hear that sound. And I told my mom, I told my daughter. My mom said, Cindy, in a million years, I would have never asked for that. She said, you just like blow my mind the way like you read something. Like, I want to know that. And I was like, the thing is that David would have never heard the sound if he wasn't in the spiritual realm. How did he get there? Through knowing who he is and believing without a doubt. Could the other men hear it? No. But what if you had a problem and I took you underneath the tree and said, come here, we got to go under this tree. You would think I've lost my mind. Oh, but I know God. I went into my closet a few days later. I'd been going in there praying, and I heard a sound that I've heard many, many times. And I remember hearing it and thinking, wait a minute, that sounds like those ghosts marching through those houses in Maui. You know, I'm thinking with my carnal mind, I would just hear it from time to time. And the thing is, if I hadn't dug, I wouldn't have realized what I was hearing. And when my dad had his heart attack and other occasions, I woke up to marching. I knew I had to hightail it into my closet. My dad died 5 times, a backslider, and God brought him back to life. He's on fire for God. When I tell you I know God can do anything, He can. And it's for everybody. I don't say it prideful. I'm going to be honest with you, and then I'm going to end this. I was concerned about getting pride. I was concerned about letting it go to my head. But you know what? Somebody came to me about a week ago and said, everything God has given to you is nothing that you have done. He chose you, and it's through His grace. When I tell you I was going down the road, and it's like someone took a phone jack and put it in the jack, it just clicked, and it was off me. And I said, you know what? That's what I'm going to start saying. You know, someone said, to God be the glory. I'm going to say, it's God's grace. Anything I'm telling you is because of the grace of God. Look, I came into church, you guys, 9 years ago, a backslider, with fear, with anxiety, I would get depressed. I would close down for 2 or 3 days because I couldn't handle life. He gave me a gift of faith. He took my overwhelming away. He took my fear away. Why? Because I learned who He is. I love you guys. I love you more than what you even know. I love you so much. God has me put armor on, you guys. You have no idea how much I love you. And I just wanted to share this testimony.
Thank you, Sister Cindy. Thank you. Thank you so much. Church, you heard it. You heard the anointing in Sister Cindy's voice. You heard the conviction, the burden, the desire. And she ended it by saying, I love you. I love you. And we could feel that love as she delivered this message, these testimonies. Boy, I made several notes here. I'm not going to be able to get through all of these, Sister Cindy. She gave us so many nuggets tonight. I can't go through all of them, but I just want to go through a couple of these. We said it at the beginning, Sister Cindy is a faith builder. And those of you who listen to this tonight, I know your faith has grown tonight just in listening to her voice and her testimonies and talking about her voice. She mentioned her voice is stronger now. It's clear, and yes, it is. Praise God for that. We heard faith in Sister Cindy's voice tonight, and we felt the anointing in her voice tonight. She talked about finding new depths in God and new heights in God. And as she talked about the stories about David, well, there's one thing that David wrote in the book of Psalms, deep calleth unto deep. And God is calling us to a deeper place, church. He's calling us to a deeper place. And at the end, she said it, because I learned who He is. Not because something that I am, not something that I did accomplish. No, I learned who He is. But I'm going to go back to one of the very first points that she talked about, childlike faith. That's where she began her testimony tonight. And the way she said it was with great humility and sincerity. No, there was no pride or vanity in Sister Cindy's voice or message tonight. Instead, she was delivering this with humility and sincerity, offering this. Whoever wants this, it's for whoever wants it. And we have to have that same sincere and humble faith as a child to be able to receive it. Praise God. Thank you once again, Sister Cindy. This was tremendous on so many levels. To end tonight, we're going to talk about something that Sister Cindy mentioned. Yes. Michael Bimbo, a great testimony that he has ready for us. We're going to be hearing from him next week, and so we can't wait to hear those details. Sister Cindy mentioned she saw him in a vision as she was praying for him and for Sister Tilly, and we can't wait to hear the results of that here in the next week. Well, church, we want to thank everyone who's been on the call tonight. We'll send you out a text tree in the next day about our Sunday morning service. But have a great night in Jesus' name. Be thinking and meditating upon this great faith message that Sister Cindy gave us tonight. God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Amen.